Page 63. 5. Social networking. 5. Vocabulary. Read the article again. Find words or phrases with the following meaning. 0. A large hole underground. Paragraph 1. Cave. 1. Happiness, love and anger. Paragraph 1. 2. Cut words into stone. Paragraph 2. 3. Paper made from plants. Paragraph 2. 4. Move the tongue across something. Paragraph 2. 5. A machine to make newspapers, books or magazines. Paragraph 3. 6. Looking through a book or magazine very quickly, without reading everything. Paragraph 3. Writing. A web page giving advice. 1. Read this information and decide who it would be important for. Then answer the questions. 1. Where do people use public computers? 2. What other examples not mentioned in the text can you think of? 3. Why should you never save a password on a public computer? 4. What's the problem with just closing the browser when you want to finish a session? 2. Rewrite the sentences by putting the words in brackets in the right position. 1. Read our advice carefully. Read our advice carefully. 2. Click yes. Don't. 3. Do not simply close the browser. Make sure you. 4. You should log out. Always. 5. Ask them to go somewhere else. Politely. 3. Are the sentences above used to give advice or to give an opinion? Match each of them with one of the situations below. Write the numbers 1 to 5. A. When the system asks you, do you want to save the password? B. When you want to leave a site. C. To be smart and safe when using public computers. D. If someone looks over your shoulder and watches you. E. When you finish your session. 4. Match the content with the 5 sections of the text. Introduction. A. Don't leave important information on the screen. Bullet point 1. B. Log out. Bullet point 2. C. Don't let people watch you. Bullet point 3. D. What is the purpose of this text? Bullet point 4. E. Don't save information. How to use a public computer, safety tips. There are times when you may want to use a public computer, for example in an internet cafe, a library or at an airport. That's when it's especially important to be smart and safe. Don't save. When you want to log into a social networking website or your webmail, the system will ask you, do you want to save this password? Don't click yes when you are working on a public computer. Log out. Make sure you do not simply close the browser when you want to leave a site. You should always log out of the site when you finish your session. Close windows. If you need to walk away from the computer for any reason, close all the windows on the computer first. Don't leave any information on the screen that other people shouldn't see. Watch out. Be careful about people looking at the screen over your shoulder. Ask them politely to go somewhere else so you can use the computer in private. 5. What would be important advice for good online behavior? Make notes. Here are some ideas: what to share on social networks, creating secure passwords and how to keep them safe. What to do when you receive mean comments on social websites. What you should know about uploading photos on social networks. 6. Write the text for a web page giving advice on good online behavior, about 100 words. Use an introduction and bullet points to structure your text. Use language from exercises 2 and 3 to give advice, and make sure your readers understand what situations your advice refers to.